Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner isn't backing down from her opposition to a proposal to merge the city of Syracuse and Onondaga County into a single metropolitan government. As WRVL's Ellen Abbott reports, Miner doesn't see any benefit for city residents in the 50 proposals included in the final report from the Consensus Commission on Government Consolidation.
Miner says if followed through, the recommendation to create a metropolitan government would leave the city in a weak position on a couple of fronts.
This would doom the city of Syracuse to eternal poverty because of stripping its assets and leaving its liabilities.
Miner says that means city residents would be saddled with $1 billion worth of debt that other residents of a new metropolitan government wouldn't have to pay. And she says such a government configuration would abandon residents along with school children in Syracuse.
But it also would take away effective advocacy for the school district and for people who live in the city of Syracuse at a time when we need more people to participate in the process, not less.
Miner's opposition is also intertwined with a strained relationship between the Democrat and the Cuomo administration. She believes it's no coincidence that Consensus moved from talk of better delivery of municipal services to creating a new government structure at the same time the Cuomo administration began pushing government consolidation.
By allowing it to become part of a discussion on part of the Hunger Games proposal and the Upstate Revitalization Initiative and State of the State proposals and State of the County proposals, that it's not, the recommendations don't benefit the people of the city of Syracuse. And that's my job as mayor, is to stand up and say what I think benefits them and what I don't think benefits them and why.
The Consensus Commission final report was 3 years in the making. It's made up of 50 recommendations for government consolidation, including creation of a new municipal government entity that would include an elected executive and a 33-member legislature. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.